Blog Talk Radio.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Great is the Lord, and great is to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of the Golden. Beautiful is thy creation, joys of the old earth, is Mount Zion. And the size of the north is the city of a great king, Yah. God known in her place for thy refuge, for now the kings assemble. They pass by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They troubled and hasted away, for they took hold upon them pains as a woman travels. Thou breakest a ship of Zion with east wind, as herb and oak of east seen the city of the Lord above. In the city of our God will I establish it forever, ever, ever. We have truth as the loving kindness of our God in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so the praise unto the ends of the earth. Righteousness in the hands of righteousness. Let Mount Zion be rejoiced, yea. Let the daughter of Judah be glad, because thy judgment, yea. Walk about Zion and go around about ye. Tell it to us before ye. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for its creation, for joy, and the whole earth, God. He's Mount Zion and the size of the north, the city of the great king. God known in her place for the refuge. For lo, as the kings were assembled and passed by together, they saw it. And so they marveled, they troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them, they have seen as a woman that travels. They have seen as a woman that go on a travel. I saw a ship traveled with east wind, and we as herb ever seen the city of the Lord above. The city of our God will I establish it forever. Forever will I establish it, Yah. Yeah. God known in his place for thy refuge, Lord.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, 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 guide forever. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Oh, clap your hands,
oh, clap your hands,
clap your hands,
clap your hands.
Yeah.
I'm going to check out my Bible now. I'm going to read that psalm to you, yeah? I'm going to show you, say, well, who is that Christian? Yeah? Hear me say. In the old Lord God, the Rastafari, do I put my son? Let me never be ashamed. Bow down thy ears to me. Deliver me speedily. Thou art my strong refuge in time of trouble. No. Restore it to me. I love it because you give me the victory. Come and say many people doubt him, but I can do without him. Cause that is why I love him so. Restore it to me. Until you know.
Deliver me from the hands of the wicked.
Oh,
help me, my Lord, 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 Lord. But through the power of Jah the Allah. truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
ይሄ ቅዱስ ጳውሎስ ያለው የተሳሳተ ቃል አይደለም።
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Andenya kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch zawater yemibal said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian gida gdaochish bepazion in kwe yetegetu nacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
family reunion. There's no room for the ungodly, none for the workers of iniquity, only pure in heart and clean hands. So be good, oh little ones, as I am in a vision. Jah will dare to meet everyone, stretching forth his right hand. Oh, it's like a family reunion. Zion in a vision. Jah will dare to meet everyone, stretching forth his right hand. Oh, it's like a family reunion. Everything seems so real. The warmth of Jah I could feel. His love filled me up. Lord, I didn't want to wake up. I saw Zion in a vision. Jah was there to meet everyone, stretching forth his right hand. Oh, it's like a family reunion. Yeah, I saw Zion in a vision. Hey, yeah, hey. We were all singing the same song, giving praises to the Almighty One. All I could feel was happiness, surrounded by righteousness. Zion in a vision. I mean it. Zion in a vision. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw Zion in a vision. Jah was there to meet everyone, stretching forth his right hand. Oh, it's like a family reunion.
Is in the whole of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine, Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Shem Ha'av, Wahabain, Ruaha, Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force. Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Haverim Shalom. Hebrew first words here for this 35th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding in Ainai annual Rastafari sabbatical studies. And for this sabbatical strong, we have Nasol, Hebrew first words here for this 35th sabbatical study, second reading in the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Numbers. Here we pick up with Numbers chapter 4 at verse 21 and the first words in verse 22. So Hebrew first words here for this 35th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding Anna and Rastafari sabbatical studies. And for this Sabbath strong, Haverim, Hebrew first words, Vayidaber Yahuwah el Moshe lemor naso et rosh b'nei Gershon gam heim lebeit abotam le mishpokotam. Hebrew first words, and Yahuwah, and Jehovah, and he who be, who he be, spoke to Moshe, and Hashem spoke to Moses, Lemor, saying, Vayidaber Yahuwah el Moshe, Lemor, take also the sum of the sons of Gershon throughout the houses of their fathers by their families. Naso et rosh
lift up the head. Naso et rosh, take the sun, lift up the head. Bnei Gershon, Gam, Haim, Le Beit Avotam, Le Mishpachotam, Le Mishpachotam. Lift up the head, take the sum, Naso, Naso et Rosh. Hebrew first words here for this 35th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding in 9 annual sabbatical studies. And for this Sabbath strong, Naso et Rosh. Lift up the Rosh, lift up the Ras, lift up the head. Naso et Rosh, Naso et Ras, lift up the head, or take the sum. Hebrew first words, Naso, 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 Naso.
For better, and we're not gonna stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose your stand, anyone will try to push you over, over and over. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Don't be discouraged by the pitfalls and their worries. They endure for one night, for joy cometh in the morning. And if you lose your soul, there's nothing to gain, it will be over.
Lift Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel.
Shema.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael Yahweh Eloheinu Yahweh Achad? Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Havarim, Shalom. Still have some overflow here. Still in the season harvest. Picking up once again right here. Resuming the Torah reading and feeding. We have Nasol, 34th degree, Sabbat, 35th, Slika, 35th sabbatical study here after Shavuot. But here we have a little overflow right here. Going to touch on the Book of Ruth. Sima, Sima, here.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here we're going to the scrolls. Let's get this right here. Here we're going to the scrolls. In fact, if you turn the scripts, right, if we go search the scripture, let's go right here and search the scripture. What he says, bring the, how did Paul call them? He said the parchment. Yeah, he said the parchment. I think that's the KJV, has parchment. So see, we find that verse right here. Parchment, okay, yeah. 2 Timothy 4 and 13. 2 Timotheos, Timothy chapter 4 and 13. It reads, the cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus. Oh, Chan. Now, I was going through the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, looking up harvest, you know, and which words, key Hebrew words, you know, in the translation, you know, that was connected. It pointed to Carpus, Carpus, C-A-R-P-A-S. And Carpus actually means fruit. Name Carpus, right, it means fruit in the Koine, you know, the Koine Greek, Carpus right here. So we're going to have to bring that one forward. Once again, 2 Timothy 4 and 13, it reads, the cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments, but especially the parchments. So what do we have right here, here, here? Right, Paul here giving some instruction right here. Let's see, which one? Okay, we're going to have to go to the hard copy one right here, the New Covenant, to bring out the Hebrew here. So here we're in 2 Timothy. So Timothy was a disciple, right, a disciple of Paul. Paul giving him instructions. You know, he had a Yehudi mother. His mother was a Judahite. His father was a Gentile, but there was prophecies upon him. And here he comes into the number. And Paul is giving this word right here. Here we bring it out here, verse 13. Let's see. It says, Et ha mit pachat, et ha mit pachat, she hi anachti, bi roas, roas, troas, et el karpos, Carpus, ha-bi-ehu, itika, ha-bi-ehu, you know, bring itika, bring with you, bi-o-eka, bi-bo-eka, you know, to bring with you when you come, bi-bo-eka, bi-bo-eka, when you come, bi-bo-eka, we-af, etaha sifarim, ha-sifarim, the sifarim, ha-sifarim, the sifar, some might say cipher, we have to say sefer, sifarim, the books, right, the books, right, the writings, the books, right, but especially right here, he says this right here, he says, ua bifrat, right, especially etaha Megillot, so it's the Megillot, right, the Megillot, Shel Kalaf, so the Megillot, so there's such a thing called a Megillot. Megillot is plural of Megillah. Megillah is a scroll, come from Galal means to roll up, like Gilal, Galal, to roll up, like something to roll, a rolled something. So here speaking about the parchment scrolls. So we have, right, Judaically, we have right here, we have the five Megillot, what's known as the five Megillot, the five scrolls. What are these five particular scrolls right here, here, here? The Chomesh, Chomesh, Megillot, we have the five scrolls, Song of Songs, Ruth, Lamentation, Ecclesiastes, and Esther. Once again, we have Song of Songs, we have Ruth, we have Lamentations, we have Ecclesiastes, and Esther. And now these are also read and meditated on during the High Holy Days. Song of Songs is read and meditated on for Pesach, for the Passover season. Here, Ruth, Cherut, Ruth, for the Shavuot, the harvest, Pentecoste, the harvest season. Lamentation, Eich is like saying, whoa, Eich. That's what lamentation, like a wailing, a sound of, Eich. Lamentation for the Tisha B'Av, and Ecclesiastes for the Yom HaKippurim, and Esther, Hester, Astir, our Hebrew Ishtar, right, for Purim, right, for Purim. So right here, 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 let's just give an intro right here, looking at the time right here, an intro. We'd like to go through a kind of a listening, right, hopefully if ones and ones have, you know, the scripts available, maybe even reading along the basic KJV version, just to get an overview here. But let's go through a kind of an overview right here. Right, overview right here, here, here. So here from the Megillah that we have in hand. So that was interesting when we saw 2 Timothy 4 and 13. You know, when Paul wrote a message saying, like, the cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when you come, bring. And the books, but especially, right, particularly, especially the parchments. So these parchments, right, the parchments here, you know, are the five scrolls, particularly the five scrolls, because they're very instrumental during the high holy seasons, right? During the high holy seasons, as we mentioned, Song of Songs for Pesach, Passover, and here for harvest, we have Cherut, we have Ruth, right? Cherut, Ruth, and Esther. But here, introduction right here, like the book of Esther, the little volume that is before us here, it derives its title from the name of the Hebrew heroine, right? Heroine, the Hebrew heroine, you know, the female hero, so to speak, the Hebrew heroine, whose charming personality pervades its pages. The narrative, speaking of Cherut, Ruth, the narrative of the drama that unfolds before our eyes and ears, was at one time preserved upon parchments. Parchments, you know, what are parchments? Well, parchments, you know, most ancient ones were dressed skins. In some skins, you know, with the membrane, like from the animal skins, usually sheep skins, you know, that were cleaned and prepared and written on and then rolled up and unrolled for reading. So here, the narrative of the drama that unfolds before our eyes and our ears was at one time preserved upon parchment, Megillah, in the form of a scroll, a Megillah, even as was and still is the rule in the case of its companion above mentioned. For this reason, it is known in Hebrew and to us as the Megillat Ruth, the Megillat Ruth. Megillat Cherut, Megillat Ruth, the scroll of Ruth, of Cherut, and is one of the five Megillot, the Megillot of the scrolls that have won for themselves a place in the sacred scripture. So here in the position in the Hebrew Kanona, the Hebrew Kanona in the Hebrew canon, in other words, how we measure what books are holy. In the Hebrew Bible, this book finds an honored place in the what's known as the Ketubim. So those who are on the Tanakh vibe, you know, the Tanakh is the Torah, and then we have the T for Torah, the N for the Nabim, Nabim, the prophets, and the cave for the Ketubim. The Ketubim are the writings, the Hagigorph, the Hagiographia, the third main division of the holy writings. So the holy writings, Hebraically, the first is the Torah, the second is the Nabim. Modern Hebrew, they'll say Nevim. Thirdly is the Ketubim, the Ketubim, the Ketubim. So here we have the third of the three major divisions of the Hebrew holy writings. It appears fifth, though according to the ancient Timheret and the Talmud, the teaching, it must at one time have been first in that division. Now, in the Greek translation of the Bible, called the Septuagint or the LXX, Roman number LXX for 70, Septuagint, the Greek for 70, and in the Authorized Version, the AV in the English, which follows it, Ruth is treated as an integral part of Judges. Ruth is treated as an integral part of Judges and is placed immediately after it. This, however, need not be taken as evidence of an ancient tradition as to the homogeneity of the two books, like the oneness of the two books. More probably, it is due to the simple transfer from its proper position, governed by the fact that the story of Ruth was laid in the time of Judges. So the story of Ruth that we get right here, it connects with the time and what we know as Shoftim, the Shoftim or the Judges. Let me see if this bears witness right here. Because in the Ethiopic, we have what is known as the Octatech, right? The Octatech. Now, what is the Octatech? Some say the Pentateuch, right? Ethiopically, the Israelites of Ethiopia, we refer to as the Octatech. Penta is five. Right, as a Pentecost, they 50, 550, you know. And octa has to do with eight. So instead of just up to Deuteronomy, in the ancient Israelites of Ethiopia, in there we could say the corresponding Pentateuch, instead of five books, it's actually eight books. So it includes, right, the next book after Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. So Joshua, Judges, and Ruth, in the ancient Ethiopic, you say Torah. So the Torah includes the five volumes plus those three books, Yehoshua, Shoftim, and Harut, or Joshua, Judges, and Ruth, just to point that out right there. So Ruth, it occurs in the same time, right? Even the Hebrew is very similar, you know? Though Hebrew may seem similar to someone's, when you read it, you can see, you know, there's different, it's like English, looking at the old English. You could tell that was old English, and then like the modern translation is a little different. You can see that as you study the Hebrew. But here, the position of Ruth in the liturgy, I'd like to touch on the position of Ruth in the liturgy right here, in the Kiddush, in the sacred service. The book of Ruth is prescribed for reading as part of the liturgy, right, the holy service on Pentecost, the 50th day, Shavuot, on the Feast of Weeks, the seven Shabbats, and the morrow after the seventh Shabbat, the festival commemorating. What is Shavuot? It's the festival commemorating the revelation on Har Sinai, on Mount Sinai. The connection between the book and the festival is twofold. One, the festival is, as its name, Chag HaBikurim, indicates, primarily a harvest festival and the harvest figures prominently in the narrative. So one, the book, the connection between the book, Ruth, and the festival, harvest, Shavuot, Pentecost, is twofold. The festival is, as its name, Chag, the feast, HaBikurim, right, the first fruits, we could say, indicates primarily a harvest festival and harvest figures prominently in the narrative. B, the revelation marked, as it were, the formal acceptance, this revelation at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, it marked, right? It marked, as it was, the formal acceptance by Yisrael, particularly by the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, of that Haimino, that living faith, and that Torah of life, of liberty, that were later to prove so irresistibly attractive to the heathen damsel from Moab. It's kind of interesting. It almost seems like sometimes other nations find it more so than we do. It was given to us. But, you know, like, but we have Ruth, who was a heathen in the sense that she was not an Israelite, right? Damsel from Moab. Now, the privation and suffering that she faced on the thorny path of righteousness has led the Midrash, the studies, to elaborate on the theme. The bearing of the story on the festival, it declares, is the moral, the Hebrew moral one that teaches that HaTorah can only be acquired by those who trod the road of hardship and want, the road of hardship and lack. HaTorah, personified, is made to plead with HaElohim, with HaElohim, in these terms. How does the Torah here, personified in the teaching, is made to plead with HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, in these terms? Put my lot among the poor, among the poor. For if the rich apply themselves to a mastery of me, they will become arrogant. For if the rich apply themselves to a mastery of HaTorah, they will become arrogant. Very interesting right here. Yes, I. So right here, we could bring this out a little bit more, but let's actually just seal up there. There's a little bit more on this as we can get into a study of this right here. But suffice it for now right here. The book has been fitly described, one of the greatest Gentile poets, as the loveliest little epic and idyllic whole which has come down to us. Others have described this book as being a high literature. It's Hebrew high literature. It has been likened by students of contemporary literature to a beautiful valley full of flowers, fertile fields, and gentle brooks. And it rightly deserves to be called a wonderful story of love and holy character. It is the most enchanting short narrative in the sacred literature, a sweet pastoral idyll. No literature in the world can show a lovelier picture of womanhood. In style, it is matchless, fresh, simple, and graceful. The spell of the book, is said, is altogether irresistible, for it lay in the heroine whose name it bears, and the chief charm of Ruth, of Herut herself, is her unselfish, devoted love of all that is finest in the physical, the physical, and the spiritual world. Wow, we've been speaking about this, the two truths, the physical, the metaphysical, the spiritual world. The social background here, it is not a history of public events, the Book of Ruth, that is presented in the pages of this immortal work, but a picture of humble village life, back to life, back to reality, back to the country, humble village life, painted on a quiet background away from the turmoil and strife that fill the pages of the contemporary Book of Judges, Shoftim. The existence of such blissful conditions in that era, in that time, would be unknown to us but for the evidence in this biblical narrative. Were it not for the testimony of the Book of Ruth, Who would dream that so beautiful, eyeful a society as that depicted in his chapters could flourish in those lawless times? Life in the towns, and townships was insecure. Justice administered by corrupt rulers. It was, in the words of HaRebanim, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, a generation that judged its judges. Get that. A generation that judged its judges. A generation that judged its judges. Describing the rampant lawlessness, Torahlessness. The Midrash, the study, it tells of men who, having been tried and convicted of crime, would turn and assault their judges. Sound like days like these. That men, right, who having been tried and convicted of crime, would turn around and assault their judges. But it was a generation that had the judges it deserved. It was the generation that had the judges it deserved. Remind me of the tomb by Ra Shiloh, this generation. Right? See who their judges were, ironically observes a commentator. Gideon, the son of Joash, who made an effort for an idol, and yet he judged Israel. What? See who their judges were? Gideon, the son of Joash, who made an effort. The effort is part of the priestly garment. He made the effort of the priest for an idol. And yet and still he judged Israel. He judged Israel. Samson, who was a slave. He was in bondage of his passions. He was on the Delilah, right? And yet and still he judged Israel. What a relief to turn from judges after we pass through judges and then we come to Ruth, to the placid scene of goodness in the small town of Bethlehem, and how happy we are to feel that the simplest country life, country man, great movie if y'all haven't seen it, just to point that out, speaking about the country life, got to check out The Country Man. Right, The Country Man. I don't know if some of you know the movie. You can look it up. It probably is on the tube, on the YouTube. Country Man. Hold on. We got like 6 minutes, y'all, for ones calling in. Also on the Rastafari Israelites. There's a little more right here. Right? And how happy we are to feel the simplest country life, right? Feel that the simplest country life can and did exist. Side by side with the general state of social restlessness and continuous warfare. It's like right now. You know what I mean? Right now. It's like how it is right now. There is still those pockets of such country life. Who's of my tribe want to get to that country life like in Ruth right here? We thank a kindly providence, Jehovah Jireh, Yahuwah Yireh, Jehovah Iri, right? For so ordaining that no times shall be so wild, but that in them one might find quiet corners and green oases, all the greener for their sober surroundings, where life and liberty might glide on in peaceful isolation from turmoil and strife. Come out of her, my people. At some such quiet period in the story and the history of judges of Shoftim, it may be assumed the incidents recounted in the book of Ruth took place. Israel was perhaps enjoying a momentary respite from insecurity and unrest. Their lives, their liberty could apparently be lived in comparative safety and shalom, without let or hindrance. And men and women would love and work and weep and laugh and enjoy their tranquil days about the townlet of Bethlehem. we see these folk with their time-honored customs and family events, the toiling flock master, the flock master, the busy reaper, the womb man with their cares and uncertainties, the love and labor of simple life and liberty, the sympathetic crowds that gather to share the sorrow of the bereaved or the joy of the newlywed, the pomp and ceremony attending the various religious and spiritual and social occasions. A religious and heretical influence was evidently emanating from some central place of worship and spreading far and wide. This was where real world history was being made. Remember Ruth, who Ruth is, whose great-grandmama she be, right, was being made even here. Not in some arena of battle, but in the peaceful homes of simple country folk. There, the nature's built Yisrael's character and fashion his heroes and the heroines. The unimportant people who lived and died unnamed and unseeing, in their homes was shaped the course of history, and there an outstanding event took place. Historicity? Unbiased scholars are almost unanimously agreed upon the historical accuracy of the facts presented in the book of Ruth. Who can doubt them? Or Lama? Why should they have been invented? There would surely be little point in inventing a foreign ancestry for the greatest and most dearly loved king of Israel, even as little as in inventing for the origin of the nation itself, the bondage in Egypt, in the Hekapeta, Egypta, in Mitzrayim, or Kemet. What? When, then, did the events of the book happen? So we have the date of Boaz, and we're going to ride up from here, looking at the time right here, calling. Let's just do this right here, brothers and sisters, and we're going to ride up, just to give a context to what we're hearing, right? Because as we hear... 90 seconds, y'all. We got 90 seconds mark right here. 90 seconds mark right here. Yes, sir. Rastafari. Yes, sir. So here. So the date of Boaz. The chronological details given in the first sentence of the book, it tells us vaguely that the incident to be related occurred in the days when the Shoftim judged. Right? When the Shoftim...
60 seconds,
y'all. Four generations span the period. So Judges spans four generations, which may be assumed to cover at least between 200 to 300 years. This period is somewhat more closely defined in the genealogical table at the end of the book, which takes us back to the third generation before David, before Dawid. We may infer, therefore, that Boaz, Cherut, Ruth, and their contemporaries lived between 80 and 100 years before the birth of David. Older scholars consider it probable that the events were contemporaneous with the times of Gideon or Jephthah. Some of the rabbinic traditions variously assign them to the times of Barak, Ehud, and Ibzan, the latter being identified with Boaz. So Boaz has another identification, Ibzan, right? Boaz. No one, however, maintains that the book was written in any of those days. So here, date of the composition, we have, there's no unanimity among scholars, either ancient or modern, as to the date when the book was written. Some of the Judaic tradition and tradition accredits the authorship to Samuel, whose literary works also include the books bearing his own name, as well as the book of Judges. Modern scholarship tends to assign the authorship variously to the time of David, the period of the monarchy, and a post-exilic date before a contemporaneous with the reformation of Ezra and Nehemiah. That's speaking about like the after the Babylonian captivity. Those who advance the last mentioned theory argue that the book was a favorite with such as did not share the zeal of Ezra and Nehemiah against mixed marriages. Oh, because there's a question that, well, doesn't it say that a Moabite cannot enter into the congregation of the Lord? That's what it says, right? The KJV. But if you read the Hebrew, a direct reading of it would be that no Moabite man can enter. It doesn't speak of the woman, since much of the Torah also is firstly, foremostly, to the man, to whom more is given, more is required. So right there. Amid these conflicting theories, we may well stand bewildered before the question, if this question is that important, well, when was the book written? The pious Yehudi reader will accept without question the trod that's recorded in the teaching. The inquiring minds will examine and weigh the evidence and form their own conclusions or their own inconclusions. This needs not concern I and I here, right now, right here. The problem of authorship is secondary to an appreciation, to appreciate love, the book's content and message. Make I and I then consider what the author here has to tell I and I. So here. Brothers and sisters and brothers right here, let's ride up right here with Chirut, with Ruth here for this Pentecoste first day right here. Here we'll be listening to Scorby, Alexander Scorby, Ruth for Shabuot, Chag Shabuot.
The Holy Bible, the King James Version. Read by Alexander Scorby. The Book of Ruth, Chapter 1.
What is true?
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here. Record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
After man,
I've just got to be free.
The Book of Ruth, Chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife, Naomi. And the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, Surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, Turn again, my daughters, why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husband? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, Is this Naomi? And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara. For the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. Chapter 2. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, Go, my daughter. And she went, and came, and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and said unto the reapers, The Lord be with you. And they answered him, The Lord bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, Whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, It is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came, and hath continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels, and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, Why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said unto her, It hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Then she said, Let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens. And Boaz said unto her, At mealtime come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, Let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. So she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, Where hast thou gleaned today, and where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, The man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. And Ruth the Moabitess said, He said unto me also, Thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. Chapter 3. Then Naomi her mother-in-law said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now, is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor. But make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in, and uncover his feet, and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, All that thou sayest unto me I will do. And she went down unto the floor, and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly, and uncovered his feet, and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight, that the man was afraid, and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, Who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followedst not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman. Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee, as the Lord liveth. Lie down until the morning. And she lay at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could know another. And he said, Let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. Also he said, Bring the veil that thou hast upon thee, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, Who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, These 6 measures of barley gave he me, for he said to me, Go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. Then said she, Sit still, my daughter,
until thou know how the matter will fall. For the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. Chapter 4. Then went Boaz up to the gate and sat him down there. And behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, Ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, Sit ye down here. And they sat down. And he said unto the kinsman, Naomi, that is come again out of the country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, Buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me that I may know. For there is none to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. Then said Boaz, What day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing, for to confirm all things. A man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, Buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, Ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, We are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come into thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which too did build the house of Israel, and do thou worthily in Ephratah, and be famous in Bethlehem. And let thy house be like the house of Phares, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than 7 sons, hath borne him. And Naomi took the child, and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, There is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Phares. Phares begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Ram, and Ram begat Aminadab, and Aminadab begat Nahshon, and Nahshon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. The end of the book of Ruth.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, Light of the world, is thee, Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travel this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
You have today's daily psalm. You have Psalm.
Psalm 28.
Mizmor kafhet le David. Elecha Adonai ekra, 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 ekra.
Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever, 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 forever.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memeles, Memelegashun, Zemigashme, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But who want the next verse with Amorek? But who want the next verse with Amorek?
مزمور 27 بقنف 28 يا داويت مزمور ابيتو ودانته ترال زم بتلين ود غدغواد اندمي وردوت اندالمسل انت املاكي زم اتبلين ود مقدسه ما دريا اجين بانستاو غزي ودانته يچوحوتن يلمناين قال سما كحات اننا كتفو ادراجيوچ غار نفسينا توكدا ከፋትም በልባቸው ያለ ከባልንጀራቸው ጋር ሰላም ከሚናገሩት ጋር አትጣል እንደ ስራቸው እንዳካሄዳቸውም ክፋት ስጣቸው እንደ እጃቸውም ስራ ስጣቸው ፍዳቸውን ወደ ራሳቸው መልስ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ስራ ወደ እጆቹም አደራረግ አላሰቡምና ያፈርሳቸዋል እንጂ አይሰራቸው የልመናዬን ቃል ሰምተኛልና እግዚአብሔር ይመስገን እግዚአብሔር ኃይሌና ጋሻዬ ነው ልቤ በርሱ ታመነ እኔም ተረዳሁ ስጋዬም ደስ ይለዋል ፈቅጄም አመሰግነዋለሁ እግዚአብሔር ለሕዝቡ ኃይላቸው ነው ለቀባውም የመድኃኒቱ መታመኛ ነው ሕዝብህን አድን እርስትህንም ባር ጠብቃቸው ለዘላለሙም ከፍ ከፍ አድርጋቸው
Psalm 28.
Mizmor kafhet le David. Elecha Adonai ekra, ekra, ekra.
Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever. 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 Forever.
for the Bible. Bring for the Bible. Bring for the Bible. Bring for the Bible. Bring.
And hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm. According to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, Yazarewunu Mezmor, Mezmor Dawit, Haya Sabat Bekinfwist, Haya Cement. Psalm 28, Mezmor Haya Cement, originally in the archaic and according to Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the King of Kings Bible, Mezmore Dawit Haya Sabat 27, Bekinfwist in parentheses corresponding with the later numbering Haya Cement, Psalm 28, Ye Dawit Mezmor of David Mezmor, a chant, a psalm, Ye Dawit Mezmor. And today's psalm is themed, Lemenana Miskana, Lemenana Miskana. Supplication, Lemena, to beg, to beseech, beseeching, a supplication, Lemenana, Lemena, supplication, na, and Miskana, Lemenana Miskana. Hear, hear, hear. Yezarewunu Mezmor, today's psalm, Mizmor Haya, Mezmor Haya Cement. Kut'ar'an, verse 1. Avetu, wadantet ralu, zim bitteleng, wade gurgwaden de mi wardut en dal mesil, ante amlake, zim atabeleng. To thee I will I cry. Oh, Avetu, Avetu, my father, his father, Avetu. What antet ralo, to thee I et ralo. I will call, to the I, et ralo. Cry in the sense of call to the I, even to the I by name. Avetu, what antet ralo. Zim bitalena wada gurgwaren de mi wardut endal mesil. Be not silent to me. Zim bitaleng. If you are silent to I, zim bitaleng. Lest if thou be silent to I become like them that go down into the pit. Zim bitaleng wada gurgwaren de mi wardut endal mesil. Ante, the I, ante, amlake, my amlak, my source, amlake, ante, amlake, zim, at beleng, don't be zim to I, don't be silent to I. Avetu. What antet ralo, zima bitaleno wada gurgwaren de mi wardut en dal mesil, ante amlake, zim, ata beleng, kut'er hulet. Verse 2. Wada mekdesi maderia e jena banesau gize, wada ante ye chohutina, ye liminayin kal sima, hear sima. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to thee, to the I, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Wada toward Mekdesi, the eyes holy, place, Mekdes. Wada Mekdesi. The I male holy place, wada mekdesi, maderia, the dwelling, thy holy dwelling, wada mekdesi, maderia, ijain, my hand, implying my hands, ijain, banesahu gize, when I lift up my hand, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy, thy set apart dwelling. Wada mekdesi maderia ijain banesahu gize. Wada ante yachohutina yelimnayin kal sema. Wada ante toward ante toward the I male and none other. Wada ante yachohutin yachohutin of that which I shout out, of my shout, of that which I shout out, yelimnayin, of my supplication, kal, the sound, the word, the kal, the word of my shouting, my crying, the sense of crying in this sense, yechohu, 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 my shout, yechohutin, yelimnayin, Al Sema, hear, hear the voice of my supplication. Hear the voice of my supplication. Limnayin Al Sema, Yechohutin. When I cry, when I shout it, when I shout out. Wada mekdesi maderia ijin banesahu gize. Wada ante yechohutin yelimnayin kal sema. Kuter source. Verse 3. Kachatana kakufua dragi wochkar nefsen atu sedat. Kafatima belbacho yale kabalinjeracho gar salam kamina garut gar atit alin. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, antiquity that speak peace, salam, to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Ka chata'ana from, or in the context here with, ka chata'ana kakufu adragi wochkar. Chata'an, chata'an, the sinner, the akka, kachata'an na, in na, and kakufu, kufu, kufu, evil, evil. Adragiwoj, doers, kakufu adragiwoj gar, with the akka, with the wicked, the ratchet, kachata'an na, kakufu adragiwoj gar, nefsin atusadat. Nefsin, my soul, my psyche, atul sadat. Don't take her. Don't take my soul, nefsin. Nefsi, my soul, nefsin, atul sadat. Don't take my soul. Don't take her, atul sadat, with the akka, the sinner, the chata'an, and with the kufu adragiwoj, with the evil doers, kachata'ana kakufu adragiwoj gar, nefsein atu sedat, kafatima belebacho yale, kabalinjaracho gar, salam kamina garut gar, atit aling, kafatim, evil, ratchetness, evil, kafatim, and evil and ratchetness, belabacho, in their lib, in their heart, lebacho, belabacho, yale, yale, being in their heart, speaking in their heart, kabalinjaracho, gar, with their bread companion, the one who has bale injera, bread companion, here Ethiopically, according to the Royal Amharic, neighbor, kabalinjeracho gar, with their neighbor, with their bread companion, kabalinjeracho gar, salam, peace, kamina garut gar, with those who speak, they who speak peace, with their neighbor, salam, kamina garut gar, atit alin. Don't throw me away, atit aling. Don't throw me away. with those who speak mischief, evil, kafatim, belabacho yale, kabalenjaracho gar, salam, kaminagrut gar, atit aleng. Throw I not away with those who speak peace to their neighbors, but evil, but kafat is belabacho in their heart. Kahat anna kakufuad ragiwochkar nefsena tu sedat. Kafatim belabacho yale. Ka balenjaracho gar salam kaminagrutgar atit aling. Kuter arat. Verse 4. In the saracho, in the kahedacho, wima kafata sitacho. In the jacho, wima sara sitacho. Fedacho, wina wada rasacho melis. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness, the ratchetness of their endeavors. Give them after the walk, the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. In the like as in the saracho, like their work in the saracho, in the akahedacho wim, like their trod, the way they trod, the halaka akahedacho, in the akahedacho wim, kafat, evil, sitacho, give them evil, give them heart, give them ratchetness, the wickedness, kafat, wickedness, sitacho. In the saracho, in the kahedacho wim, kafata sitacho. In the ejacho wim sara, in the like according, ejacho wim and their hands, and according to their hands, sara, walk, according to the work of their hands, in the ejacho wim sara, sitacho, give them according to the walk of their hands. Fedacho win, wadarasacho mels. Render to them their desert. Fedacho win. Their desert, their payment, their just due. Fedacho win, wadar toward rasacho. Ras, head, self, rasacho, to themselves, melis, return. Fedacho win, what a rasacho melis, render to them desert. In the saracho, in the akahedacho wim kafata sitacho, in the jacho wim a sarat sitacho, fedacho win, what a rasacho melis. Uter amis, verse 5. What a gziavir sara. Wode jochum adara regala sabumina, yafer sachwalinji, ai sarachowim. Because them they regard not the walks, the works of Egeziavir, of the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed Av Egeziavir, because they regard not the works of the sustainer, nor the operation of his hands. He shall destroy them, demolish them, and not build them up. Wada egziavi herasara, wada ejochum adarareg, alasabumina. They don't think, they are willingly ignorant to say, what a gziavia sara, what a jochuma dara regala sabuna, yafer sachualinji, he will demolish them, yafer sachualinji, however, he will demolish them, and I sarachowim, and not build them up. What a gziavia sara, what a jochum adara regala sabumna, yafer sachwalinji, ai sarachowim. Uter sidist, verse 6. Yelemina yin kala semtonyalina, egziavi her Yemesken. Blessed be Egeziavihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed. Ah, Egeziavihar, blessed be the sustainer, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. Yelimanayin Kal Limana Limena. Today's psalm, Mizmor Haya Cement, is theme. Limenana Miskana is theme. Limenana Miskana, supplication and thanks and thanksgiving. Limenana Miskana. Here, Kuter Sedis, verse 6. Limenayin. Limenayi, my supplication, my beseeching, my begging, my supplication. Ye limenayin kal, the voice, right, Hebraically kol, here in the Royal Amharic, bringing out the sense of the word, the kal, the word. From the is more the voice, the word, the voice of my supplication. Yelimanayin kal, the word of my supplication. Yelimanayin kal, semto, having heard, semto nyalina, for he has heard the voice, the word, of my beseeching, my begging, my supplication. Yelimanayin kala semtonyalina egziaviher yimesken. Kuter Sebat, verse 7. Egziaviher chaylena gashayin libeba arsuatamene inem teredau sigayim tesilawa. Fek jim amesegnawalo. Egziavi, her sustainer is my strength, and my shield. Egziavi, her chaylena kashayino. Chaylei, my power. Chaylei, not chayle, but chaylei. Chaylena kashayino. Kasha, shield, kashayi, my shield, nawu, he is. Egziavia, chaylena kashayino. Libe, ba'arsu otamene, nim teredal. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise Isaiah's hymn. Sigayim, tesilawal, siga, flesh, sigayi, my flesh. Here we have sigayi, according to the KJV, they have heart twice in the seventh verse, where it reads, the Lord is my strength and my shield, my heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him, Isaiah's him. Bamarinya, the Metzav Kedus, Egziavir Chaylena Gashayin, Libeber Sutamen, Enem Teredal, Sigayim Tesilawal, Fekjim Amesignawalo. Here we have Sigayim and my flesh, Siga, flesh, Sigayi, my flesh, Sigayim, and my flesh, Tesilawal. And my flesh says happy. My flesh says joy. Says happy. My flesh rejoices. Says sigayim tesilawa fekjim amesegnualo fekjim. Here KJV says and with my song fekjim and my will fekad permission my will fekjim. And my will, Amesegnawalo. Very interesting. Here, here, here. Fek-jim. I allow it permissively to say Amesegnawalo. I will praise. I will like willingly. In the sense is I will like willingly, bring it out the sense, I will willingly praise Isis. Amesegnawalo. Amesegnawalo. I will praise him. Fekjim. Amesegnawalo. Egziarihir. Chaylena gashayin. Libe barsutamene. Enem teredau. Sigayim tesilawal. Fekjim. Amesegnawalo. Uter cement, verse 8. Egziavir lehizbu chaylacho no. Lek abawim ye medchanitu metamenyano. Egziavir, sustainer, is their strength. And he is the saving strength of his anointed. Egziavir. Lehizbu, for his people. Here, here, here. Comparing and contrasting the KJV and the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, King of Kings Bible. Here it reads, Egziavihir lehizbu, chaylacho. Chayl, power, strength. Power, chaylacho, their power, nau, chaylacho, no. He is their power. Egziavihir, sustainer, lehizbu, for his people, hizbu, lehizbu, chaylacho, no. KJV reads, the Lord is their strength. Bamarinya Metzav Kedus, King of Kings Bible, here, 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 Mezmur Dawit, here, Mezmur Haya Cement, Kuter Cement, Egziavihir Lehizbu Chaylacho, no. Lek Abawim, ye Medchanitu, Metamenyano. And he is the saving strength of his anointed. KJ brings it out like that. Bamarinya Metzav Kedus here, lek abawim, for his anointed, lek abawim, ye of medchanitu, his saving, his salvation, ye medchanitu. Metamenya, no. Always faithful, always sure. Metamenya, reliable. The of his salvation, the reliability of his salvation, the evidence, confidence, trustworthiness sense here. Metamenya. Reliable, he is a saving strength of his anointed for, and for his anointed, lekabawim, for his anointed, he is the reliability of his salvation. Egziaber lehizbu chaylacho no, lekabawim, ye merchanitu metamenyano. Kuter zeteng, verse 9. Hizbehin adin, ristehinim bark, tebkacho, lezalalamu, kef ad ragacho. Save thy people. Hizbehin, the I, male people. Hizbehin, thy I, people. Adin, save. Adin, hizbehin, adin, save. Thy people. Ristehinim bark. And bless bark. Ristehinim bark. And bless thine inheritance. Ristehinim. thy divine heritage, ristehinim, risteh, the I heritage, ristehinim, and the I heritage, bark, bless. Tebkacho, tebkacho. Here KJV says, feed them also, tebkacho, tebkacho. Guard them, protect them, provide in that sense for them. The sense of feed them can be found there, but protect them, guard them, protect them, lezalalamum, and for Iva lezale alamum, lezalalamum. And for Iva to the worlds without end, lezalamum kef kef hi hi kef kef hi hi adrigacho adrigacho adrigacho, and make them high 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 and lift them up forever. Lezalamum kef kef adrigacho hisbehinadin ristehinim bark tebkacho lezalamum. Kef kef adirgacho.
Rastafari Kalinim ja.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth.
مزمور 27 بقنف 28 يا داويت مزمور ابيتو ودانت ترال زم بتلني ود غدغواد اندمي وردوت اندال مسل انت املاكي زم اتبلي ود مقدسه ما دريا جن بانستاو غزي ودانت يچوحوتن يلمناين قال سما كحات اننا كتفو ادراجيوچ غار نفسينا توفدا ከፋትም በልባቸው ያለ ከባልንጀራቸው ጋር ሰላም ከሚናገሩት ጋር አትጣል እንደ ስራቸው እንዳካሄዳቸውም ክፋት ስጣቸው እንደ እጃቸውም ስራ ስጣቸው ፍዳቸውን ወደ ራሳቸው መልስ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ስራ ወደ እጆቹም አደራረግ አላሰቡምና ያፈርሳቸዋል እንጂ አይሰራቸው የልመናዬን ቃል ሰምቶኛልና እግዚአብሔር ይመስገን እግዚአብሔር ኃይሌና ጋሻዬ ነው ልቤ በርሱ ታመነ እኔም ተረዳሁ ሥጋዬም ደስ ይለዋል ፈቅጄም አመሰግነዋለሁ እግዚአብሔር ለሕዝቡ ኃይላቸው ነው ለቀባውም የመድኃኒቱ መታመኛ ነው ሕዝብህን አድን እርስትህንም ባርክ ጠብቃቸው ለዘላለሙም ከፍ ከፍ አድርጋቸው
Psalm 28.
Mizmor kafet le David. Elecha Adonai ekra, ekra, ekra.
Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices,
and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
Daniel, Shadrach, and Meshach, and Abednego, they never get burned. No, they never get burned. They never get burned. Not eaten by the world. No, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, oh, caught in the fire, and they never get burned.
Mizmor Kaf Chet. Kaf Chet. Mizmor Kaf Chet. Le David. Eleka Yahuwah Ekra. Suri al techerash mimen. Pena te cheshe mimen. We nim shalti im yordei bor. Shema'ag ola tachinunai. Dea shawaiya leka, dea nasaiya yadaya, illa derir ad sheka. Le David of David, elekai hoa, to the eye Jehovah Ekra, do I call out? I call upon the eye, I call out upon the eye's name, I recite the eye's name. I call out, Eleka, Yahuwah, Ekra, Suri ala techerash mimen. My rock, Suri, my rock, Suri ala techerash mimen. Be not thou the eye, death to me, to I, ala techerash mimen. Pena techeshe mimen. Less pen te cheshe, less if thou be silent pen te cheshe, mimeni to me. Witnim shalti aim your day war. I become, I be like them that go down into the pit. Witnim shalti aim your day war. Shema'a kolata chinunai bishawai heleka. Hear the voice, the call, Shema'a, Shema'a kol. Hear the call, the voice, the sound, word, sound, hear the sound. Shema'a kol tachinunai, tachinunai of my supplication, tachinunai. Bishawai eleka, when I cry, bishawi, shawi, in my shawi, my shout, my cry, bishawi eleka, to the eye, male. Bi nasi, B'nasi, when I lift up, B'nasi, yadai, my hands, B'nasi, yadai, illa dir, adseka, toward thy, the eye, holy set apart, sanctuary, il dirir, il dibir, adseka, toward the eyes, holy set apart, sanctuary. Mizmor kachet lidawi elekai yahuwa ekra tzuri ala techerash minen tena techeshe minen wenim shalti aim yor devor shema akola tachinunai bishawai eleka bi'nasi yadaya illa dibir kadsheka. Prayer and thanksgiving still. Another Mizmor psalm chant, vocal intonation produced in one of the episodes of A Stormy Life, A Stormy Liberty. Some commentators refer to the time of Absalom's rebellion, which forms a suitable setting for the first half. The remainder would then have been added when the crisis was over. The introductory appeal right here, these first two verses, superscription, Le Dawi of David, Le David, Le Dawi, Eleka Yahuwah, Ekra, Suri, Aletech Rash Mimeni, Penetech Heshe Mimeni, Rednim Shalti, Ayin Yor Devor. Shema akola tachinunai bishawaiya eleika binasiya dai illa dir karsheka. Introductory appeal to the eye, man, oh he be eleika eleika Yahuwah ekra ekra, do I call ekra. Uri, 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 my rock, Sur, the Hebrew, Sur, Uri. You have this in Psalm 18, roundabout verse 3, verse 2, verse 3. My rock, the rock, Uri, Uri, Alate Cherash Mimeni. Be thou not deaf, don't be deaf to me. Al te cherash mimeni, pen te cheshe mimeni, lest if thou be silent mimeni, winim shalti, I be like those that go down in your day for, I become like them that go down to the war. To the void, the bore, bore, vortex, the bore. Aim your day, bore. Be like those that go down to the pit. We nimshalti, v'nimshalti, aim your day, bore. Shema akol tachinunai, b'shawai yileka, b'nasi yayadai, illa divir kadesheka. Death, as in the English phrase, turn a deaf ear, don't turn a deaf ear to I. Silent, irresponsive, don't be irresponsive to my appeal. Pit, the grave. Elohim's silence would mean that he and we and I be in disfavor with him, with he who be, who he be. And then, although living, he and we would be as though dead. This line repeated in Psalm CXLIII and 7 in Psalm 143 verse 7 is echoed as the exquisite couplet of Yehuda Halevi, Yehuda Halevi, when far from the eye I die while yet in life. But if I cling to the eye, I live though I should die. Bringing out this idea right here, the first verse. Eleka, Yahuwah, Ekra, Uri alatech rash mimen, penatech shan mimen, wednim shalti aim your day war. Second verse, hear the voice, the vocal of my supplication, hear the sound, the word, the sound of my supplication, of my beseeching for mercy, shema. All tachinunai, tachinunai, hear my tachanu, tachinu, tachinun, tachinunai, hear the voice of my supplication. The all tachinunai, shema, all tachinunai, bishawai eleka, when I cry, when I call out, when I shout, bishawai. Eleka, when I shout out to the eye. B'nasi yadai illa divir kadisheka, when I lift up my hands, yadai. B'nasi yadai, when I lift up and lifting up my hand, b'nasi yadai il devir kadesheka, to the eyes, holy set apart sanctuary, the gesture of prayer. Lift up my hand, b'nasi yadai, when I lift up my hands, b'nasi yadai, the gesture of prayer symbolizing the offering of the heart's heartical. Make I and I lift up I and I heart with our hands, I and I hands to Elohim, B'Shamayim, in the heavens. Lamentation 3 and 41. Thy holy sanctuary, Devir Kadesheka, Devir Kadesheka, Devir Kadesheka, Illa Devir Kadesheka, to the Debir, to the Debir, the Debir, here pointed as Debir, illa Debir, illa Debir Kadesheka, illa Debir, to the Debir of the sanctuary of thy Kadesheka, of the I Kadesh, holy, the I holy place, of the I sanctuary. Speaking of the innermost part, speaking of the holy of holies, b'nasi yadai illa devir kadesheka.
Yes, yes, yes. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 28. Now, it's interesting in the Hebrew here, we also pick up after the Shavuot, after the harvest time here with this 35th sabbatical study that's called Naso, 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 when you lift up the head, the Hebrew sense of it, which is brought out in a kind of a contextual translation, the KJV, as when you take the sum, but directly in taking the sum, the census, the count of the children of Israel, and particularly the Levites here, it's NASA, NASA. Now, I know once and once I've come across some memes where they say that NASA means to deceive, but actually that is misreading or misunderstanding the transliteration of the Hebrew. If you read the Hebrew, it's NASA. NASA means to deceive, and NASA, NASA means to lift. This is why we have right here in this psalm right here, here Hebraically at the second verse, right? This is the second verse right here where it says, B-Nasai, B, by way of Nasai, Nasai, my lifting, Yadai, Yadai, my yads, my yad. Yad is the hand, Yadai is hands, Yadi would be singular hand. But here, David is saying, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy sanctuary, or Hebraically what is known as the Debir, Debir from the Dabar. Now here we're in this fourth book, which is called Bamidbar. Midbar is wilderness, but Hebraically the etymology, the root is Dabar, to speak, right? Or to like arrange a reasoning, to arrange speech. whether arranged or disarranged, because we find in this fourth book, because of the words that the people spoke, you know, they wandered, right, for 40 years and was nearly almost losing, you know, that covenant because of their words. Words, I mean, the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in he who be who he be, in Yahuwah Eloheinu sight. So just an interest right here that we have a key theme here in today's daily psalm is Morkaf Chet, Psalm 28, here in the second verse where it reads, Bin Nasei Yadai Ella Debir Kadesheka, when I lift up Yadai, my hands toward thy holy sanctuary, or some translations bring out a little more better the Hebrew sense of the Debir. Debir is the place of speaking, the oracle, because Yahuwah says that between the two Kirubim, the Kepraim, the Kirubim, and above the mercy seat, there he would communicate, there he would speak. Thus, the other way of referring to the Ark and to the Holy of Holies as a Debir. The Debir, the place Hebraically of a Dabar, right? The Dabar, the speaking of he who be who he be. So an interesting point right here, both the root, right? The root of Naso, lifting up, Naso et Rosh, when you lift up the head count, the census count, that is interpreted as taking the sum, but literally the Hebrew says when you lift up. So Nasa, Hebraically, biblical Hebrew is to lift up, Nasa, almost like NASA. But Nasha, it's Nasha. Nasha is to beguile or to deceive. I think the first use is with Hawa, is with Eve, Zoe, Eve, when she said that the Nahash had deceived her, had beguiled. But here, brothers and sisters, just to make that little point right there concerning the Hebrew perspective, how it brings out even a more real, really real context to it. So NASA, lift up, Nasha. So NASA, the space agency, they Nasha, but the name Nasa doesn't mean to deceive in the Hebrew, but it's Nasha. Yes. Only 22. Learn the 22 Hebrew. Yes.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the
Al ti mishakeni aim re sha'im wa aim po ele aven dov re shalom aim ra'ayahem wi ra'a bi alvavam ten lahem mak fa olam uk ukiroa ma elilehem Ke ma'aseya yedehem atena lahem hashev ge'emulam lahem ki lo yavinu illa piya uloti yahowa we illa ma'aseya yadayo ye herseima we lo yavneim draw me draw me not away with the wicked, with the ratchet. Allah tia mishakene yaim rishaim, and with the workers of antiquity waim po ele aven who speak peace with their neighbors. Dovrei shalom imareihem. But evil is in their hearts. Ra'ah bi'alvavam. Give them according to their deeds. Ten alahem makah far olam. And according to the evil of their endeavors, uakia roa ma'elilihen, give them after the work of their hands. Kuma isaya yidehem ten lahem, render to them their desert. Hasheva gimulam lahem, because they give no heed to the walks. To the works of Yahweh, to the works of Jehovah. Ki lo yarinu illa piya uloti Yahweh, nor to the operation of his hand, we illa ma'isei yadayu. He will break them down, ye hirsim, and not build them up, we lo yivneim. And will not build them up. Here, the second section of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Chet, the 28th psalm, Psalm XXVIII. Here, verses 3 to 5, may his fate not be that of the wicked, of the ratchet. Al tima shekheni aima re sha'im. Draw I not away. Draw I not away with the wicked. Aim Risha'im, with the Risha'im. Alatima Shekheini. Don't draw I away. Alatima Shekheini. Altim Shekhe. Ani. Draw Ani not. Draw I not away. Alatima Shekheini. Aim Risha'im, with the Risha'im, with the wicked. More forcibly, in the Hebrew, alatima shekheini, alatim shekheini, don't drag me not away, like a condemned man to his punishment. The implication is that the guilty will receive their deserts, their just deserts. So, alatim shekheini, ima rishaim, wa ima po'ele aren. And with the workers of iniquity, wa'im, and with wa'im, va'im, po'elei, the doers, the workers, the habitual doers of aven, aven, wa'im, po'elei, aven, dovrei, shalom, dovrei, the talkers, dovrei, shalom, the speakers of shalom. Words of shalom, dovrei, the speakers of shalom. Aim ra'ayhem, aim with ra'ayhem, with their neighbors, with their associates, their fellow shepherds. Aim ra'ayhem, with ra'ah, bi'alivavam, but evil with ra'ah. Bi'alivavam, but evil is in livavam, is in their hearts. We also have this in Psalm 12, round about verse 3, evil is in their hearts. Here, the dilate verse, the fourth verse, ten lahem, ke pa olam, o ki ro'a, ma'ilihem, give them according to their deeds, and according to the evil of their endeavors. Kut ma'iseya yidehem tain lahem. Give them after the work of their hands, and according to the work of their hands. Kut ma'isey, the doings, and as the doings. Kut ma'isey yidehem, as doings of Yedehem, their hands, tain lahem, give lahem, give to them, tain lahem, hashiv gemulam lahem, render to them, return to them, hashiv, 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 hashiv gemulam lahem, give them their desert, their reward, gemulam, their gemul, their reward, gemulam, their reward, lahem, to them. This is not a vindictive craving for personal revenge, but it's a solemn tefillah prayer that Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, will openly convict false and wicked and ratchet men by manifesting his righteous judgments upon them and punishing them as they deserve. Here, bringing us to the Hey verse, the fifth verse. Kilo yavinu illa piyaulot Yahuwah wa illa ma'ese yadayo yehersim wa lo yivnein wa lo yibnein, because they give no heed to the works of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Kilo yavinu, kilo yabinu, because they don't seek to understand, they don't give any heed, any understanding, any comprehension. Kilo yabinu illa piulot Yahuwah, to the piulot, piulot, illa piuloti Yahuwah. They give no heed to the works of Jehovah. Piulot Yahuwah, piuloti Yahuwah, the marvels of the creation, iration, the universe, the universe that should direct the mind of man, the mind of Adam, the mind of humanity, the mind of man to such thoughts as are specified in the eighth psalm of David, the eighth psalm of the Psalter. Ki lo yavinu illa pi uloti Yahuwah ve illa ma'ese yado. And know, and to the doings, right? The doings, the ma'ise, the operation. We'il and to ma'ise yado, yadayo. Actually, pointed here is yadayo, yadayo. Nor to the operation of yadayo, his hands. Yehersim ulo yibnein. Yehersim ulo yibnein. He will break them down and not build them up. Yehersim, he will break them down. Ulo and no yibnein. And not bana, bana, bana. He will not build them up. The operation of his hand. Ma'isei yadayo. A parallel. This is a parallel here to the works of Jehovah, the piulot Yahuwah, piulotiyoah, the piulotiyoah, the works of Jehovah, or his acts of judgment upon the arrogant in the past that should have taught these evildoers humility, but he will break them down. Jeremiah 24 and 6 brings out this same idea. Yehersim, 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 he will break them down. Wilo yibnein, wilo yibnein, and not build them up.
מזמור כ"ח לדוד. אליך אדוני אקרא, צורי אל תחרש ממני, פן תחשה ממני, ונמשלתי עם יורדבור. שמע כל תחנוני בשבעי אליך, ונושאי ידי אל דביר קודשך. אל תמשכני עם רשעים ועם פועלי אבן, דוברי שלום עם רעיהם ורעה בלבבם. תן להם כפעולם וכרוע מעלליהם, כמעשה ידיהם תן להם, השב גמולם להם. כי לא יבינו אל פעולות אדוני ואל מעשה ידיו, יהרסם ולא יבנם. ברוך אדוני כי שמע כל תחנוני, אדוני עוזי ומגיני, בו בטח ליבי ונעזרתי, ויעלוז ליבי, ומשירי אהודנו. אדוני עוז למו, ומעוז ישועות משיחוהו, הושיע את עמך, וברך את נחלתך, ורעם ונשאם עד העולם.
Psalm 28.
Mizmor kafhet le David. Elecha Adonai ekra, ekra, ekra.
Unto thee will I cry, O Lord my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Baruki Yahuwah ki shama'a kol tachinunai. Yahuwah ozi u magini bo avatach libi wen elzarti waya eloza libi we mishiri Ehodeinu Yahuwah Oza Lamo Ua Maoza Yeshuota Miyashiho Hu. His prayer and I Tefillah heard. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Kaf Chet, the 28th Psalm here, verses 6 to 7. His prayer heard. Yahuwah Jehovah, blessed be he. Blessed be he who be who he be. Baruch Yahuwah. Baruch Yahuwah. Baruch Yahuwah. Baruch Jehovah. Blessed be he who be who he be. Ki shama kol tachanunai. Because he hath heard. Ki shama kol, the voice, the sound, tachanunai. Tachinunai, of my supplication, my beseeching for grace, for mercy. Kia shama kol tachinunai. Yahuwah ozi umagini. Jehovah is my strength. Yahuwah ozi. He is my ozi. My strength. Ozi. Yahuwah ozi. Umagini. Magini, and my magin, and my shield, o magini, boa vatach, boa batach, in him trusteth,
take confidence, libi, my heart, ba'u, in him, batach, libi, in him has my heart trusteth or taken confidence, ba'u, batach, libi, v'ne erzarti, and I am helped, v'ne erzarti, and I am helped. Waya eloza libi. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. Waya eloz. Greatly libi. My heart greatly rejoices. We mishiri ehodenu. And with my song, u mishiri. And with Mishiri, my song, O Mishiri, and with my song, Ehodeinu, Ehodeinu, and with my song, I will praise him. Blessed be Jehovah, blessed be Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yah-Heh, Weh-Heh, Baruch Yahuwah, Baruch Yahuwah, Baruch Adonai, Baruch Yahuwah. Elohim be thanked, the true good, the true God be thanked, Jah be thanked. Deliverance has come to him, has come to I and we. Baruch Yahuwah, Ki Shama'a, Kola Tachinunai, because he hath heard for He has heard, for having heard, Ki Shama'a Kol Tachinunai, the voice, the sound, the Kol Tachinunai, the sound, the voice of my supplication, Yahuwah Uzi, O Magini, Jehovah is my strength, Yahuwah Uzi, O Magini, and my shield, O Magini, Boa Batach Libi, Wene Ezarti, Waya Eloza Libi, Wim Shiri Ehodeinu. In him hath my heart trusteth, have confidence, and I am helped, Wene Ezarti. Vudne Erzarti, and I am helped, because Ba'u in him, Batach, Vatach Libi, Batach Libi, in him I trust, I take confidence, Vudne Erzarti, and I'm helped, Vaya Eloz Libi, therefore, and greatly rejoicing, Libi, my heart, Vimshiri Hodenu, and my song, Mishiri, will praise him. Ehodeinu, will hoda, toda, will praise him. Ehodeinu. My strength, as in the song at the Yam Suf, at the Etara Bahir, at the Red Sea, the Eritrean Sea. We have this in Exodus chapter 15, verse 2. Yahuwah. Uzi, Uzi, my Uzi, Magini, Magini, and my shield. In Psalm 3, round about verse 4, greatly rejoice, Vaya illos, greatly rejoice, Libi, my heart. The same word translated in Hannah's prayer, in 1 Samuel 2 and 1 as exalteth, same word, exalteth, translated here as greatly rejoiceth, my heart greatly rejoiceth, my heart exalteth, waya eloz, libi. This brings us here to the concluding portion, today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kaf Chet, the 28th Psalm, Psalm XXVIII. And here in verses 8 and 9, we have the prayer for Ha'am, the prayer for the people. The last thought here is for Ha'am, for the people, for Jah's people's welfare, for Jah's people, Shalom, as we have in Psalm 3. So here, Yahweh Jehovah is a strength to them, and he is a stronghold of salvation to his anointed. Yahweh Oz Lamo Ua Ma'oz Yeshuot Mishicho Hu. Jehovah is a strength to them. Yahweh Oz Lamo Oz strength Lamo for them. He who be who he be Oz Lamo is strength, is Oz Lamo for them. Ua Ma'oz Yeshuot, and he is a stronghold, a Ma'oz Yeshuot, a stronghold of Yeshua, of Yeshuot, of salvations, of victories. Ua Ma'oz Yeshuot, Mashiach Hu, to his Messiah, he is. Mashiach Hu, he is the Messiah. Messiah, to his Messiah. Messiah, he is. Ua Ma'oza Yeshuota, Mashiach Hu. To them, Lamo, he is Oz. He is Oz. He is strength to them. Some Hebrew MSSs, manuscripts, they read Le'amo, Le'amo. They read it as not Lamo, Lamo, but Le'amo. They read this as Le'amo, to his people. Le'amo, Az Le'amo, Az Le'amo. He is strength to his people. Although the meaning of them may be gathered, the meaning of them can be gathered here from the context. Oz Lamo. Mashiacho. 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 The anointed, his anointed. Speaking of HaMelech. Speaking of the Negus, even Negus Neges. Speaking of the king. David may refer to himself in this indirect manner. After all, David was a man after Yahuwah, Jehovah's own heart, and even Yahuwah speaks of himself in the third person and refers to himself in an indirect manner. David may refer to himself in this indirect manner. More probably, the concluding section was added when the mizmor, the psalm, the chant, the intonation, was adapted for use in HaHeikav, in the temple. Hear, hear, hear. Yahuwah Azlamo. Ua Ma'oz Yeshuot Mashiach Hu. Hoshi'a Eta Ameka. Ua Vareka Eta Nachelateka. Ua Re'aim We Nasa'im Ada ha olam. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance, and tend them, shepherd them. U re'aim, tend them and carry them for Iva. We nasaim ad ha olam. Thine inheritance, nachilateka, uvarek, ubareka eta nachilateka, the I, male's inheritance, and bless thine inheritance, ubarek eta nachilateka, thine inheritance, the community of Amo Yisrael, the community of Yasharel, the upright of El, the true good, the true God. Man will see the true good, the true God. A people of inheritance. A people of inheritance. Deuteronomy 4 and 20. Hoshi'ah, save Hoshi'ah. Hoshi'ah heta ameka. Hoshi'ah heta ameka. Save thy people. Uvareka eta nachlateka. And bless, uvarek. And bless eta nachlateka, the eye's inheritance. U're'ayim. And tend them, re'aim, u and re'aim, and shepherd them, and shepherd them, u re'aim, and shepherd them, with nasaim, and lift them up and carry them, with nasaim, v'nasaim, u re'aim of nasaim, and lift them up and carry them. And carry them ad ha olam until the forever, the world without end, ha olam, ad ha olam, forever and ever. As a shepherd carries tired sheep, as a shepherd carries tired and lame sheep, may he who be who he be save his people, I and I and we. Bless his inheritance, I and I and we. Tend to them, and I and I and we. And carry them, I and I and we, forever. Hoshi'ah heta ameka. Uvareka eta nachalateka. Ur'ayim awin nasaim ad ha'olam.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd. Psalm 28.
Mizmor Kafhet le David. Elecha Adonai Ekra.
Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever.
Mizmor Kafhet le David. Elecha Adonai Ekra سوري أل تهرش من مني بن تهش من مني ونيم شالتي عم يردفور شمع كل تحنوناي بشبعي إليها بنوس إيداي إل دبير كوتشيها אל תמשכני עם רשעים ועם פועלי אבן, דוברי שלום עם רעיהם ורעה בלבבם. תן להם כפעולם וכרוע מעלליהם, כמעשה ידיהם תן להם, השב גמולם להם. כי לא יבינו אל פעולות אדוני ואל מעשה ידיו, יהרסם ולא ילמם. ברוך אדוני כי שמע כל תחנוני. אדוני עוזי ומגיני, בוא בטח ליבי ונעזרתי, ויעלוז ליבי ומשירי אחודנו. אדוני עוז למו ומעוז ישועות משיחוהו, הושיע את עמך וברך את נחלתך, ורעם ונשאם עד העולם.